People say things like, at least they're still alive. You should be over this by now. Everything happens for a reason. It was just a relationship. You can always get another dog. You're better off without them. Families fight sometimes. Just focus on yourself now. Most of these phrases are not intentionally cruel. They are attempts to reduce discomfort. Human beings struggle with unresolved pain, especially pain they cannot clearly categorize. People often rush to solve grief because witnessing it makes them confront their own vulnerability. But comfort that dismisses reality rarely comforts at all. In many cases, it deepens isolation. Because invisible grief creates two separate wounds at the same time. The first wound is the loss itself. The second is realizing your grief does not seem fully believable to other people. The second wound often becomes shame. This is where many people begin turning against themselves. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe I'm dramatic. Maybe this should not matter so much anymore. Maybe everyone else is right. One woman described feeling embarrassed that she still cried about her estranged mother after 10 years of silence between them. "It sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud," she admitted. "It's not like she died."